Jason Walker from PetrieHoops.com. Jason would have been in Atlanta over the weekend and said he was partying with Janoris Jenkins. Just kidding. Just kidding. How you doing?
High as a kite, apparently.
Yeah, evidently. All right, well, you said it. We owe you all the props because you said they were going to win this series, and we're going to go ahead and say they've got it. It's over. It's done.
Oh, now, come on. Don't do that.
Oh, come on.
Do that. Now, you know this team very well. It's just 3-1. And if there's anything that we know about this team is that they're unbelievably inconsistent. And are they capable of losing 3 games in a row? Yes.
Yeah, but
yes, they are.
Yeah, but, Jay, we can't worry about Larry Drew and Joe Johnson getting too overconfident because they barely know the series is going on.
No, but you look at what's going on in the series, and what you've seen is an Atlanta Hawks team that has shown – just about every word on its face in this series. The bad jump shots, the ill-timed turnovers, Larry Drew's questionable coaching. You've seen just about everything they have to offer. The two critical points of the series are that, number one, Joe Johnson and Jamal Crawford have hit a decent percentage of their shots.
Right.
And number two, nobody on Orlando has done the same.
Right.
So, I mean, that kind of variable can change very quickly. I still believe the Hawks overall are the better matchup for them, and I do believe that they win the series. But I can still, I really can, just because we've watched this team for so long, this particular core, can believe that this could still go 7 games. And until Tuesday night rolls around, and I'm standing in Amway, seeing game 5 close as a Hawks victory, I'm not ready to say they've won the series.
Well, but, Jay, I mean, you mentioned the shooting. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The Hawks have been off the charts. The Magic have not. I mean,
right.
I don't know where Jameer Nelson was yesterday, but he sure as heck wasn't in that game. And that could change quickly, but it's almost the out-of-control snowball here. I mean, does Orlando...
The Hawks have a real opportunity here. I mean, you're absolutely right. They're definitely in the Magic head. So much so that we heard that at halftime, Stan Van Gundy was telling the Magic players, "We're going to make jump shots in the second half." It was an unbelievable moment of, wow, has it gotten that bad for Orlando that the power of positive thinking is making an appearance as a strategy? The Hawks' defensive game plan has been perfect. It's exactly what they executed during the season, playing Dwight Howard one-on-one and manning up on the outside against the Orlando shooters. They don't have the playmakers that they had when they had Vince Carter, especially Vince Carter, a huge loss on this team, as well as a backup for Jameer Nelson to penetrate the lane. Mm-hmm. They're not taking advantage of the Hawks' primary defensive weakness, which is attacking Joe Johnson and Jamal Crawford off the dribble. Kirk Heinrich has come in and has done a fantastic job. Can't overstate the level of just simple competence at defending the point guard position that Kirk Heinrich is bringing by defending Jameer Nelson. You're absolutely right. Where was Jameer Nelson? He was wearing a Kirk Heinrich jersey last night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been that way through the series. And the fact that Kirk has been able to really hurt Jameer Nelson with his offense has been a double down, double jeopardy moment for the Magic. And it's really, but even still, even though it's been played out perfectly, These aren't blowouts we're watching here. Every game's come down to the wire. Every game has required execution down the stretch. And really, unfortunately for Magic fans, it's been a lack of execution on their part because they continue to pick on the one credible defender the Hawks have, and that's Al Horford, with 2 bad shots from Hedo Turkoglu in the games in Atlanta. And that's cost them their opportunity to win.
But, Jay, if you're Stan Van Gundy and you're sitting around and thinking the only thing you can do is try to be a cheerleader and trying to say, rah, 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 we're going to get a jump shot here sooner or later, and you don't have really anybody to turn to if Jameer Nelson is cold, what do you do?
Well, I mean, you hope that, you know, some of the open shots that they're getting actually go in. And, you know, that's you know, it should, and it really should statistically begin to happen. The Hawks haven't executed perfectly on the game plan. There's still open shots, and you know, but I would say that if I were Stan Van Gundy, what I would be saying is, you know what, we've got to attack the basketball. We've got to find ways to get to the hoop more, and not with Jameer Nelson. Hedo Turkoglu's had pretty good success during that. I'm not sure if he's wearing out in games or what's happening, but he's actually able to go to the basket, and the reason is Josh Smith is often out of position on Turkoglu. throughout the game. So, you know, some of that, there's some of that. They've got to keep attacking, and, you know, they've got to play to the fact that, you know, the Atlanta Hawks, as they've done inside the games, will let you get back into it and have an opportunity to win. That's what they have to do. They cannot come out again, meaning the Magic, and start slow and win the game. The Hawks have done a nice job of coming out early and establishing that lead, and it's dwindled, melted away throughout the game. But the Hawks have put themselves in a position to gear up at the end, grind out some defensive possessions, make some incredible shots late and win games. The Hawks have been the team they've been all season long, and it's been just good enough to get past the Magic thus far.
Jason Walker, our guest, PeachTreeHoops.com, the website. So how much money is Crawford making for himself right now?
Someone's going to – I mean, come on. I mean, he's averaging 24 points a game during the series. You know, I think that Hawks fans have gone from, ooh, good, this means somebody will be bidding for Jamal Crawford, to, oh, no, that team might be of the Atlanta Hawks.
Yep.
And, you know, I could very easily see, especially if the Hawks get past the Magic. Remember, this is just still a first-round matchup. This doesn't mean that the Hawks have progressed to any great lengths in terms of their overall march to a championship. You know, so, you know, but I could definitely see, if you look at the track record, why wouldn't they at least approach the possibility of keeping things the same another year if they feel like they've made some progress?
Could it at least mean that if they do get into a sign-and-trade situation, they're going to get more for their money?
Well, you know, the unfortunate thing in sign-and-trades are that it doesn't offer you very much in terms of what you're getting back.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, the team trading is the one giving away the better asset.
Right.
I don't see any kind of sign-and-trade scenario where the Hawks are really going to get rich. That's not going to happen. I think that, and the one thing that they might get back as a sweetener, draft picks, the Hawks haven't seemed very interested in using. So,
nope.
You know, that I don't see a sign-and-trade scenario being a very good one for the Hawks, although, you know, you'd like to see what they could get. But, I don't see that market being a very profitable one for them.
All right. We'll probably talk to you again on Wednesday if we can, but you are going to be at the game tomorrow night. What are your expectations when you go in there and see the Magic try to stay alive in Game 5?
Well, I expect that, you know, really the best strategy they've had is to dump it into Howard. And, you know, it's funny how they've tried to kind of – they've experimented since Game 1 on doing other things, but it's really just gotten them into a hole quick. I expect them to come out and pound Dwight early to not get down like they've been and to try to put the pressure on the Hawks' big men. By going away from them, none of the big guys are really in trouble, and they could really go at Howard in the second half. So I expect that Orlando will come out and dump it in. Hawks are going to keep doing the same things they've been doing. They're gonna, you know, they come out and they're gonna move with pick and rolls. You know, they're gonna do what they can do. They have done a nice job of getting to the basket a little bit early, before they've settled back on jump shots. But you know, the Hawks are gonna play the defense the same way. I expect Orlando to go with Dwight a lot early to avoid getting down, because the Hawks have done a nice job once they've gotten the Magic down. They've kept them down even if they've given up the lead a little bit. You know, the Magic haven't had any big leads in the series, and I believe they've only led for a little over a minute in games 3 and 4. So, you know, kudos to the Hawks, because they're definitely doing it.
Jason Walker will have complete coverage of Game 5 and the rest of the series on his website, PeachTreeHoops.com. If you like the Atlanta Hawks, I suggest you check it out and see what Jason has to say in his instant reaction, and we hope to talk to you later on this week, Jay. Thank you.
Love it. Let's go, Hawks.